LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 68. That's Tones of Home with Walkabout. Those guys are from Sweden. I like that sound. Good way to start the show. Hey, how's your weekend going? Hi, this is Steve Webb, and this is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Thank you for sharing part of your weekend with me. I really appreciate it. Sorry about missing last week, but we had an invitation to join a couple of friends of ours that I've known since I was a kid in Las Vegas. We got some really good room rates. One of the couple works at one of the major hotel chains, and we were able to get a really, really good room rate, and we just couldn't pass it up. I've been needing to get out of Dodge for quite a while. I've just been working an awful lot. And so we took a couple of days off, went to Las Vegas, and have you ever seen the Blue Man Group? Anyway, we went to the Blue Man Group performance in Las Vegas, and we're just absolutely blown away. I've known the Blue Man Group for a long time, but I've never had the opportunity to see them. Usually when we go anywhere near Las Vegas, we've got the entire family, and the show is a little bit expensive, and I have to tell you, I can't afford to take the entire family, the lovely lady Leanne and me and the kids. That's four people, and to get decent tickets, it's like $125 a piece. And, you know, I just can't see paying $500 to see anybody. But with just the two of us, it was a little bit more affordable and still a lot of money, but, you know, we had to do it. And so anyway, we took some pictures afterwards with the Blue Man Group. And if you go to lifespringpodcast.com and click on the Lifespring icon or the All Shows feed icon, you can see a picture of the lovely lady Leanne with one of the Blue Men. And another kind of cool picture. And we took pictures with our cell phones, and I just have to take another picture off of Leanne's phone of me with the Blue Man. But I'm going to try and get that up there in the next couple of days. But so that's what we did last weekend. That's why I wasn't here on your iPod or on your computer or wherever it is you listen. But I'm with you here, and I'm really glad that you decided to join me. Just finishing up a very, very hot week here in Riverside. Yesterday, our work van broke down. We're in San Bernardino, and the radiator fan burnt out, just quit on us. You know, smell that, you know, that electric smell, you know, the burned electric component. Got that, came into the cab when we were at one of our dealerships where we do some work. And I said, oh man, turn that car off, and open up the hood and smoke coming out of the radiator fan. Yeah. And it was terrible. We had our second car there. Long story there. But so I was going to sit there with Leanne while we waited for the tow truck, because I didn't want her sitting there by herself. But one of our customers called and said, hey, we need a windshield repair done, and we need it done right now because it's a sold unit and the car is going away, so we need you here as soon as possible. And so I was going to send Leanne on to do that, but she said, no, I'd rather sit here and wait for the tow truck and you go do the job. And so I thought, well, yeah, okay, if that's what you want. So I didn't tell Leanne, but the thermometer on the car that I took, it's got a thermometer that tells you the outside ambient temperature, 106 degrees. So she's sitting there waiting for a tow truck in a car that's not working in 106 degree weather. I didn't tell her until I got home that night. And she says, well, I'm glad you didn't tell me. So anyway, how's the weather where you're at? I know that there's a lot of things happening around the world right now. We've got a hurricane, I guess, bearing down in the southern part of the United States. And not weather-related, of course, but we just had that terrible earthquake down in Peru. And I pray for the people down there. And just a lot of things happening around the world. So I hope that where you're at right now, everything is going okay. Well, let's get back to some music. I've played this song sometime in the past. I think one time, I think around the first of the year. But I've played the artist a couple of times. I really like this guy. His name is Randy Coleman, and the name of the song is Goodbye Renee.
The hardest part about you and me is that I know someday I'm gonna break away from you. The sadness is the only thing that is left of you. What will I do when it's gone? Don't make sense at all. Cause missing you is what I had to do to keep me in control. If I just let go, I'll be free.
Later on the show, I'm going to be telling you about, a very exciting contest that could really be extremely exciting for one very lucky listener. Could be you, so be sure you listen all the way to the end of the show. This is Deborah Arlen, one of my favorite singers. This girl is good.
A moth to the flame, and why do I get chills up and down my spine at the mention of your name? I want you, babe, and I need you, babe. There's just no way around it, and this leads me to the questioning of why did we, yeah, what
My only problem with that song is it is too short. This girl is amazing. If you go to the show notes page and click on the link and see what this girl looks like, she looks like very, very young. And to be able to sing with that kind of maturity is just absolutely incredible. Next up is Randy Morris with Windows. Take a listen to this. Very different.
Trying to ignite the feeling. I'm looking at my wounds not healing. Gazing at the world through windows. Dealing with the pain that follows. Looking at the world's not dreaming. Fire in the sky.
Stop, just for a moment. Imagine that you're a wife and mother who has been manipulated or experienced physical or emotional abuse. Imagine the concern you have for your kids because you hope that they are not next. Or maybe you've seen it progress to your child and it hasn't yet come to you. Imagine all the times you've heard your partner say he wants to change, knowing that he hasn't. Imagine trying to muster up the courage to get out of the situation. Imagine the anxiety and fear you feel as you look around your home because you know you're going to leave so many things behind. Maybe it's hard for you to imagine what this is like, but maybe you can certainly relate with the feeling of being powerless. My name is Daniel Johnson Jr., and I produce a podcast from Cincinnati, Ohio. Even more importantly, I'm a person, a member of the community, the same way victims of domestic violence and abuse are. I know that I'm not alone in wanting to do something about it. Here are two things that you can do. Number one, on Sunday, September 7th, 2007, people all over the Cincinnati area will be joining together to raise one voice for domestic violence awareness. Please come join us at Sawyer Point along the Ohio River. Monies raised will help families leaving the battered women's shelter to start over. Find out more information at onevoicewalk.org. Number two, become part of the growing online community raising One Voice. Check out myspace.com/onevoicewalk for more information. Thank you very much.
In addition to that, check out LifeSpring number 146. Just go to lifespringpodcast.com, click on the LifeSpring icon, and go to the LifeSpring number 146. I interviewed the spokesperson for the One Voice Walk this last week, and there are some other ways that you can help out. Domestic abuse is a phenomenon that's happening worldwide, not just in the Cincinnati area, of course. So check it out, LifeSpring number 146.
the Georgia pines and dandelions are bobbing in the careless summer breeze. Sunshine skipping on the sidewalk. Sunshine not as bright as you. When you shattered free, you blinded me, and now I'm seeing stars around my head. And it's all I know. You're the afterglow that never fades. Tadpole squiggling the water. Tadpole dancing toward the light. From a polywog into a frog in 20 seconds flat. Well, how about that? Mayfly skimming on the water. Mayfly only for a day. And if love is just a fleeting whim, then why is it you never dimmed away? And it's all I know. You're the afterglow that never fades. After all these years of living in your shadow, I never want to hide you in the dark. And it's all I know. You're the afterglow. So just take it slow until the sun.
Well, that's a brand new Josh Woodward song called Afterglow. Yeah, brand new. I just pulled it off his website today. He posted it at 4:35 p.m. today, Friday, as I'm recording this. Actually, I guess by now it's Saturday morning. But he posted that Friday morning or Friday afternoon. So it's brand spanking new, Afterglow. I like that song. Of course, I like Josh Woodward. He's got some good stuff. All right, so you've been hanging around, and you want to know about that contest, I think. So announcing on Lifespring number 147, which will be released probably about Tuesday of this coming week, I'm going to be giving away a very, very cool computer in the next few weeks. Yes, I'll be telling you all the details on Lifespring number 147. You could be the proud owner of a... I was going to say brand new computer, but, well, you need to listen. Lifespring number 147, you'll find out all the details about the computer and about how you could win it. So don't miss it. Last song today is Bill Tucker with Forever.
Sometimes when life fills me with pain, deep in a storm, gnashing of teeth. Where did you go? I can't feel you carry me. Maybe I'm not listening. I know the Father and I know His Son, living together inside me as one. Jesus, welcome inside my heart. So glad you're with me now. All this love,
that's Bill Tucker with Forever. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for being with the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. I'm Steve Webb. And you guys, you have a great weekend, would you? Enjoy yourself and have a good week next week. And don't forget, you're going to want to listen to the LifeSpring number 147 that comes out about Tuesday of next week. Until then, God bless you.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.